Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. I'm glad you've found your way to join us for this programme. Some people tell me they have difficulties finding the station on 103.1 FM. I always say find Radio 4, which is on 104 FM, and then we're right next door on 103. Anyway, you've found us, and we're very pleased about that. And appropriately, the theme today is lost and found. You would be amazed at what people lose and find. For example, London Railway Station's lost luggage departments even reported having a lost wooden leg. Imagine losing your wooden leg on the train and not noticing. Maybe it was a miraculous healing. In church, we have our own share of this. We've got lots of umbrellas left behind. We get the occasional walking stick. But recently, I couldn't get over somebody leaving their Zimmer. A few years ago, the world lost a Malaysian aeroplane full of passengers. It just instantly and completely disappeared and was never found. Only yesterday, Argentina announced it was giving up the search for its missing submarine with 44 crew members on board. Many countries had tried to help using all the latest technologies, but to no avail. And the other side of the coin from lost is found. It's amazing what gets found. A woman walking on a beach in Denmark threw a bottle with a message inside it into the Baltic Sea. A long time later, a man that I know, he lives across the road from my parents and I played football with him at school, David was walking along his beach in my home village, Inveralachie in Aberdeenshire, and he found a bottle on the beach. It had a message inside. It was this bottle, all the way from Denmark. But most miraculous of all, it was addressed to himself, because he knew this Danish woman. When I was a minister in Fyvie in Aberdeenshire, I came across another amazing story of lost and found. Two little twin girls were separated early in their lives. They lost all contact with each other for over half a century. Then one day, one of them visited Fyvie and went in to look inside the historic church. When they were inside, they saw a woman arranging the flowers for the Sunday service. As soon as she turned round and they saw each other face to face, they realised that they were so similar they had to be sisters. Twin sisters even. In fact, identical twin sisters. And from that day on, they never parted company. They lived together, and they even made trips together to the United States to help with scientific studies into older twins. They were two of the world's oldest identical twins. Here's another remarkable lost and found story in the life of Glen Campbell. He was a great country and western singer-songwriter who lost the plot in his life through addiction to alcohol. But in this song, he explains in his own words how he got found and how it changed his whole life.
I have sung for kings and queens all around the world. And I have romanced millions with my guitar and a love song. Taj Mahal, Paris, from Galveston to Hollywood. I thought I had done it all, then I met you. Now I'm singing a new song making music for Jesus my King. He is my hero, he's become my everything. Friends, there's no other song, no higher melody under heaven, the greatest love story, Jesus and me. People call me a winner, but I know what it means to lose. I've seen some high times, I've paid some dues, but paying dues just isn't enough. Nothing seemed to satisfy me. Then I met Jesus, I tell you he's alive and I am free. Now I'm singing a new song, making music for Jesus my King. He is my hero, he's become my everything. And there's no other song, no higher melody under heaven, the greatest love story under heaven. The greatest love story under heaven, the greatest love story, Jesus and me.
How? Thank y'all.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour as we explore the theme of lost and found. Have you ever been lost? Really lost? I have, and it's a very scary experience, I can tell you. I got lost in a wood in Perthshire near Pitlochry. I found myself in dense trees, and one evergreen tree looks very like another evergreen tree, does it not? I'd absolutely no idea which way was north, south, east or west. I couldn't get through the trees to some vantage point to regain perspective. I was well and truly lost. How did I get out? I prayed very passionately, "Help." And very soon after that, I felt I should go in one particular direction, for no apparent reason. And surprise, surprise, I was not very far from the conference centre I was staying in. So thanks God, I owe you one. Years later, I got lost on the other side of the world, in Taipei, the capital of Taiwan. At the time, it was a city of over 2 million people. I couldn't speak any Chinese, nor read any Chinese signs. So I carried a note in my pocket at all times which said in Chinese, "This man is lost. Please put him on a number 47 bus." It worked quite well, except that my kindly but careless helpers put me on a number 74 bus. Now I was even more lost, but eventually I got home. Lost and found can be in all kinds of senses, like not having a Scooby, not a clue, being unable to read or write, to see or hear, or understand what's going on. For example, I found myself in a circle of about 8 adults in a room. They were all chatting to each other by means of mobile phones. I, as the only one in the room without a mobile phone, felt out of the loop. That is how it must feel to be deaf, I suppose. The thing about these people is that they were not being rude. They were all profoundly deaf, and they'd found that using mobile phones and texting is a great way of chatting together. Normally, they're in the minority, and they feel left out of normal conversation. But on this rare occasion, I was the one that was isolated and out of touch. It was a good lesson for me as a hearing person. We all lose people in the sense of death and bereavement, through house moving or separation and divorce. Life is full of changes as we lose old loved ones and we gain new loved ones. In a world full of losing and finding loved ones, losing and finding faith, losing and finding purpose and meaning in life, losing and finding direction and hope, losing and finding God, Jesus told three simple but profound little parables of life, which shed a lot of light on what we're thinking about. They're all in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. The stories about the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Jesus said, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them, what does he do? He leaves the other 99 sheep in the pasture and goes looking for the one that got lost, until he finds it. When he finds it, he is so happy he puts it on his shoulders and carries it back home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says to them, 'I'm so happy I found my lost sheep. Let us celebrate.' In the same way, I tell you, there'll be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 respectable people who do not need to repent, or at least think they don't need to repent." Sheep are very short-sighted. They can only see about 15 yards. So they like to be in flocks so they can keep within 15 yards of the next sheep, and ideally 15 yards of the shepherd, but that's quite hard to achieve. So the sheep go nibbling around the grass, and then they lift their heads and they hope to see a sheep or the shepherd within sight. Suddenly, there isn't one, and they panic. Or worse than panicking, they're so stupid sometimes they just keep on nibbling. But quite commonly, the sheep drifts away from the flock, ever more preoccupied with the nibbling, and they don't have sat-nav or pigeon sense, and they get lost. Lost sheep cannot find shepherd. It needs the good shepherd to risk all and find the lost sheep. Isn't that a parable of life? Here's a song by George Beverly Shea entitled "The 99.
There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99, are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, "This of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep." And all through the mountains thunder-riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gates of heaven, "Rejoice, I have found my sheep." And the angels echoed around the throne, "Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, rejoice, for the Lord brings back."
And here is Catherine Jenkins' version of "Jesus the Good Shepherd."
The same. the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, you will comfort me, you are with me, you will comfort me.
If you prefer to think about the same thing in human relationships, or in our relationships with God, here's Peters and Lee.
I'm so alone, my love, without you. You're part of everything I do. When you come back and you're I'll sing to you. Welcome home, welcome. Come on in and close the door. You've been gone too long. I thought of all the things I'll say to you when you come back to me someday. When you are here and we're together, with all my heart you'll hear me say, welcome home, welcome. Come on in and close the door. You've been gone too long. Welcome, you're home.
Jesus also told the story about a lost coin. He said, suppose a woman who has 10 silver coins loses one of them. What does she do? She lights a lamp, sweeps her house, and looks carefully everywhere until she finds it. When she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says to them, I'm so happy I found the coin I lost. Let us celebrate. In the same way, I tell you, the angels of God rejoice over one sinner who repents. The woman had 10 silver pieces and lost one and had a frantic search, and then she had the joy of finding it. The coin in question was a silver drachma worth about 4 pence. But 4 pence in those days was more than a whole day's wages. People lived on the financial edge. They'd no savings in banks. Well, they hadn't been invented. 4p could be the difference between eating or not. The frantic search might have been, just for that reason, economic. but it might also have been for a more romantic reason. The mark of a married woman in those days was a headdress made up of 10 silver coins linked together by a silver chain. For years, a girl would scrape and save to amass her 10 coins, for the headdress was almost the equivalent of her wedding ring. When she had it, it was absolutely hers, and it could not be taken off her even if she was in debt. So maybe it was one of those coins with sentimental value as much as monetary value. It was not easy to find lost coins in Palestinian houses. The houses were very dark and dingy. They'd no electricity. They'd only one window, a circular one about 18 inches in diameter. Glass had not yet been invented either. The floor was beaten earth with dried reeds and rushes. To look for a single coin in the midst of all that was like looking for a needle in a haystack. She swept the floor, hoping to see the coin glint or to hear it tinkle as it moved. Oh, the joy when she finds her lost coin. God and the whole of heaven rejoices when one sinner or one lost soul is found. Jesus gave the world a brand new idea about God. He's not aloof, unmoved, and uncaring. We have a God who seeks us out, like lost sheep and lost coins, as lost souls. God cares about sinners. So Jesus told the story about the sheep that got lost because of its own foolishness. It didn't think. And the coin that got lost through no fault of its own. And then he told his most famous story ever, probably, the prodigal son story, about the son who he got lost wickedly, willfully, intentionally, callously turning his back on his dad and his brother. He said to dad, "I want my inheritance now and I'm going off to have a fling." He wasn't very considerate of his family. So he runs off and it's wine, woman and song until the wine, woman and song run out. And then he's feeling sorry for himself and he's feeding pigs, which is the lowest of the low for any Jewish boy. And he thinks, "I'm going to go back home. I won't be accepted as a son anymore, but at least as a servant, I'll get a job and I'll be fed." And he comes over the hill with his tail between his legs with his prepared speech. But before he can open his mouth and say anything, his father, who's been straining at the window watching for his return, runs out to meet him, hugs him, kisses him, doesn't listen to his word of excuse. He just says, "Bring a robe, let's honour him. Bring the ring, the symbol of authority. Put shoes on his feet." Only sons wore shoes in those days, not the slaves. "Let's have a feast, let's celebrate." His father was unconditional love. It's really a parable about the loving father more than the prodigal son. But that is a mark of God's grace towards us. No matter what we've done, where we've been, or how bad we've got, God has always loved us, still loves us, always will love us, with the love that will never let us go. God loves sinners. He doesn't love sin, but he does love sinners. And there is infinite joy in heaven over each sinner restored to the fold or the family of God. Now, if you prefer to think about this in terms of God, here's Jesus speaking to us personally.
"I loved you long before the time your eyes first saw the day, and everything I've done has been to help you on the way. But you took all that you wanted, then at last you took your leave, and traded off a kingdom for the lies that you've believed. And although you've chosen darkness with its miseries and fears, although you've gone so far from me, wasted all these years, even though my name's been spattered by the mire in which you lie, I take you back this instant if you turn to me and cry. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed, I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's it's all yours if you'll come home again to me. And when you've come back to your senses and you see who's been to blame, remember all the good things that were yours with just my name. And then don't waste another thought before you change the way you're bound. I'll be running out to meet you if you'll only turn around. Just turn around. I don't care where you've been sleeping. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again. I don't care where you've been sleeping. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again to me.
So the bad news is that we lose things. We lose very precious things. We lose loved ones. We lose God. And we ourselves do get lost from time to time. But the good news is that we also find things. We find very precious things. We find new loved ones. We find God. And more to the point, we ourselves get found by others and get found by God. We are lost sheep, lost prodigal sons and daughters, who lose life's plot. But we do have a good shepherd in our God Jesus, who comes into the far country looking for us, seeking us out, and bringing us home rejoicing. That is the measure of God's love and grace toward us. Pretty amazing grace, isn't it? As Neil Diamond sings here. Bye for now.
Pretty amazing grace is what you showed me. Pretty amazing grace is who you are. I was an empty vessel. You filled me up inside. And with amazing grace restored my pride. Pretty amazing grace is how you saved me. And with amazing grace, reclaim my heart. Love in the midst of chaos, calm in the heat of war, showed with amazing grace what love was for. You forgave my insensitivity and my attempt to then mislead you. You stood beside a wretch like me. Pretty amazing grace was all I needed. Stumbled inside the doorway of your chapel, humbled and awed by everything I found. Beauty and love surround me, freed me from what I feared. Asked for amazing grace and you appeared. You overcame my loss of hope and faith, gave me the truth I could believe in. You led me to a higher place, showed your amazing grace when grace was what I needed.
Look in a mirror, I see your reflection. Open a book, you live on every page. I fall and you're there to lift me. You share every road I climb, and with amazing grace you ease my mind. I came to you with empty pockets first. When I returned I was a rich man. Didn't believe love would quench my thirst, but with amazing grace you showed me that it can. In your amazing grace I had a vision. From that amazing place I came to be. Into the night I wandered, wandering aimlessly. I found your amazing grace to comfort me.